With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire, a truce that includes Iran allowing safe navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Announcing the two-week pause in military strikes, President Trump called for the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the crucial waterway. Iran said passage through the strait would be allowed for the next 2 weeks under the control of its military. Iran described the ceasefire as a humiliating retreat by Donald Trump, while the White House claimed the president and a powerful U.S. military got Iran to agree.
President Trump says Iran has also produced a longer-term 10-point peace plan that Mr. Trump says provides a workable basis for negotiations. This latest development has global stock markets soaring, Wall Street futures rocketing higher as well, and oil prices have been tumbling.
Brent crude, the global benchmark for crude oil, that is a pretty big drop indeed. We're talking about 15-16%, quite simply because part of the conditions for this ceasefire is the Strait of Hormuz reopening. So if, you know, millions of barrels of oil and gas are able to start transiting through the Strait of Hormuz, that's going to give a good boost to global supplies. It's going to be a big relief to countries here in Asia.
The BBC's Nick Marsh in Singapore. The voters have spoken. Republicans will retain the Georgia congressional seat that was held by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Republican Clay Fuller has won the runoff in Georgia's 14th congressional district. He credits grassroots support and President Trump's endorsement. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.16 as of this morning. That's up 2 cents from yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow futures 1,166 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians like tithing online.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the Internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people were killed over the past weekend in three separate Easter attacks in northern Nigeria. Attacks like these are part of a long-running cycle of violence in the north-central region, where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities frequently escalate into deadly clashes. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is also active in the region and has been targeting Christians for decades. This is SRN News. More controversy in the wake of a deadly flood at a children's camp in Texas.
Health regulators have told Camp Mystique's owners they're investigating hundreds of complaints following last summer's floods that killed 25 girls and two adults. The probe comes as the state considers whether to allow the all-girls camp to reopen this summer. Authorities are looking into allegations of neglect, but the scope of the investigations unit is not immediately clear. One thing is certain, reopening plans have sparked a backlash from the families who lost loved ones. Jason Walker reporting.
An iconic American thoroughfare turns 100 this year. Route 66 crosses eight states and three time zones. Stretching roughly 2,448 miles, the Mother Road runs from Chicago in the east, Santa Monica, California, in the west. More details, SRNNews.com.